that rocks.
Mike, I'm gonna get ya, and you're gonna sing the song you sang about my daughters. Mike, I'm gonna get ya, and you're gonna sing the song you sang about my daughters. Mike, I'm gonna get ya, and you're gonna sing the song you sang about my daughters.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to witness is my thoughts.
Just my thoughts, man.
Right or wrong, just what I was feeling at the time.
Woo!
You ever felt like this? Vibe with me. Yo.
Take over, the break's over, nigga. Guard MC, me, Jehovah. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a chest. Your chest in a line of fire with your thin ass vest. You bringing them boys to men, them boys go in. Grown man, B.I., get you rode in the triage, B.I. Reach ain't long enough, Dunny. Your peeps ain't strong enough. Fuck up, Rockefeller is the army, better yet the Navy. Niggas will kidnap your baby, spit at your lady. We bring night to fist fight, kill your drama. We kill your motherfucking amps with a sledgehammer. Don't let me do it to your Dunny, cause I overdo it. So you won't confuse it with just rap music. R.O.T., we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. Get zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Freak Wave, we running this rap shit. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Chris Beneath, we running this rap shit. Back,
niggas.
I don't care if you want beef, I hold triggers and rules. You little fuck, I got money stacks bigger than you. When I was pushing weight, back in 88, you was a ballerina, I got the pictures, I seen you. Then you drop shook ones, switch your demeanor. Well, we don't believe you, you need more people. Rockefeller, students of the game, we pass the class, cause nobody can read you dudes like we do. Don't let them gas you like Jigger is ass and won't clap you. Trust me on this one, I'll detach you. Mind from spirit, body from soul. To have to hold a mask, put your body in a hole. No, you're not on my level, get your brakes tweaked. I sold what your whole album sold in my first week. You guys don't want it with hope. Ask Nas, he don't want it with hope. No! R.O.C., we running this rap shit. B-Single, we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. The zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Christian Neat, we running this rap shit.
Walk with him, nigga.
Fly with him. I know you miss it, Nas, though. But along with celebrity comes about 70 shots to your frame, nigga. You are. Use the fag model for car, can I Esco ass? Went from nasty Nas to Esco's trash. Had a spark when you started, but now you're just garbage. Fell from top 10 to not mention at all. To your bodyguard, Gucci Wally's verse better than yours. Matter of fact, you had the worst flow on a whole fucking song. But I know the sun don't shine, the sun don't shine. That's why your career's come to an end. It's only so long, big thug can pretend. Nigga, you ain't live it, you witnessed it from your folks' pad. You scribbled in your notepad and created your life. I showed you your first tech on tour with Lars Professor. Then I heard your album about your tech on the dresser. So yeah, I sampled your voice, you was using it on. You made it a hot line, I made it a hot song. And you ain't getting coin, nigga, you was getting fucked in. I know who I paid, God, Searchlight Publishing. Use your... You said you been in the 10, I've been in the 5. Smart enough, Nas, 4 albums in 10 years, nigga. I could divide this one and even say 2. Two of them shits was due. One was smile, the other was Illmatic. That's a one hot album, every 10-year average in that, so nigga, switch up your flow, your shit is garbage. If you try and kick knowledge, your niggas gon' learn and respect the king. Don't be the next contestant on that Summer Jam screen, because you know who, yeah, you know what, but you know who. But just keep that between me and you, nigga. R.O.T., we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this.
What is good? Welcome to the live stream. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and donate. The preferred way of donating is hitting the Streamlabs link in the chat. And if you donate $25, you become an instant moderator. Oh, yous are babbling tonight. Goddamn, look at the chat. I get fucked up every day. I'm fucking sad for my family. Oh, sad for your family. You watch me every day. I make money. You don't. Now get ready for your shift at whatever. What's up, Gunworm? Oh, we got some shit to play and watch. They're starting Mac Jones? Oh! This nigga's playing for everything. If he stinks up this game tonight, he's playing for his job right now. If he fucking stinks this game, they're going right to Zappy. Personally, I would have stayed with Zappy. Although, personally, I don't give a fuck. We had Tom Brady and we lost him, the greatest ever, but I don't get the Mac Jones loyalty people have, which is odd to me. Do a cheers with you. Cheers, nigga. Why can't Kalilah go away? You have to remember, Kalilah knows the deep, intimate, dark, illegal secrets of a Bobby Lee. So he has to keep that person around. He has to keep that person around. But yo, Brendan Schaub bombed on stage once again. New material, Brendan Schaub? Facts, he said Kalilah owns him. Yeah. A Hindu is the new prime minister of England? Yes, I can believe it. I can believe that. Did she hit the lottery? Maybe. I guess so. Is being with Bobby Lee the lottery? I ain't Puerto Rican, Cape Verdean. Is hooking up with Bobby Lee the lottery, though? I get it. She was a small town Hawaiian girl. And get one of those technically Hollywood fellers. But, is Bobby Lee the lottery? Maybe he is. For her. But I gotta watch this nigga bomb on stage. Look at this faggot. Look at your fucking retarded face and ears and nose and outline and your fat too and skinny jeans and your vagina showing because you got no dick. Ah, this nigga annoys me.
So this moron takes a picture next to Mac Johnson without a mask. One of the interns is like,
I didn't understand a word you just said right there. What? They had to do subtitles, what?
So this moron takes a picture next to Mac Johnson without a mask.
He said Madge Johnson, not magic.
So this moron takes a picture next to Mac Johnson without a mask.
He said Mag Johnson. It's magic.
So this moron takes a picture next to Mac Johnson without a mask. One of the interns is like, oh, he up. Click. Tweets the picture out. Seconds later, tweets the picture out. It goes viral. Remember, he's Mr. Maskasavaho. It goes viral.
He said Madge twice, not just once.
So this moron takes a picture next to Mac Johnson without a mask. One of the interns is like, oh, he up. Click. Tweets the picture out.
What is he wearing? Skinny jeans and boots. He dresses like a fag.
So this moron takes a picture next to Mac Johnson without a mask. One of the interns is like, oh, he f***ed up. Click, tweets the picture out. Seconds later, tweets the picture out. It goes viral. Remember, he's Mr. Maskasavaho. It goes viral. 60,000 retweets in like 5 minutes. He's getting destroyed in the comments. It gets so bad, they announce he's going to hold a press conference the next morning. I'm like, see, you got out of this one, face.
Bomb.
Watch the local news every morning, 7 a.m. I'm in my undies, sipping my coffee. Kids are running around. I'm like, come on, Daddy, let's hit this live press conference. This is real. He gets on there. And the first question, this journalist goes, Mr. Garcetti, Mr. Mayor, real quick, I don't know if you're aware of it or not. I'm sure you are. I'm sure your team told you. But you were caught yesterday not wearing a mask next to Magic Johnson? That's insane. Anyways, I made that part up. I made that up. She goes, you were caught next to Magic Johnson without a mask? Is there anything you want to say about that? People are pretty upset. He goes, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, thank you for asking. Yes, yes. I was holding my breath.
Nothing.
Excuse me, sir? That's the best you could come up with? That's what my six-year-old would say. Are you f***ing my dude? That's why I was like, pandemic's over. Fantastic. That guy.
Oof. Now it's supposed to be the lion. Everyone's supposed to guffaw over. Whoa. Whoa. How blown out is Dez's pussy? All C-sections. Surprisingly still tight. Whoa. I gotta rewatch that again. Sorry. Look at this fat, weirdo-eared, open-micer faggot. You have two specials, and this is your shit material. He posted this, by the way. This wasn't a sneaky fan taking a sneak. He posted this. He thought it was funny.
So this moron takes a picture next to Mac Johnson without a mask. One of the interns is like, oh, he...
What are you wearing, you fucking faggot? Why are you wearing skinny jeans and girl boots? And dress the upper torso. Why are your ears retarded? I guess your badge of... Is your badge of faggotry? You held on the ground so long and got fucked by another man and your ears became that way? That's your badge of honor, UFC homos?
Ugh. Click. Tweets the picture out. Seconds later, tweets the picture out. It goes viral. Remember, he's Mr. Maskasavaho. It goes viral. 60,000 retweets in like 5 minutes. He's getting destroyed in the comments. It gets so bad, they announce he's going to hold a press conference the next morning. I'm like, see, you got this one. Face. I watch the local news every morning, 7 a.m. I'm in my undies, sipping my coffee. Kids are running around. I'm like, come on, Daddy, let's hit this live press conference. This is real. He gets on there, and the first question, this journalist goes, Mr. Garcetti, Mr. Mayor, real quick, I don't know if you're aware of it or not. I'm sure you are. I'm sure your team told you, but you were caught yesterday not wearing a mask next to Magic Johnson? That's insane. Anyways, I made that.
This man is such a narcissist. He's so narcissistic. You don't get on a stand-up stage and bomb. Not know he's bombing, but just keep doing it. He can't sell tickets. He's bombing, but still does it. He's not good at it. Like, that's some extreme level of narcissism.
Part up. I made that up. She goes, you were caught next to Mac Johnson without a mask. Is there anything you want to say about that? People are pretty upset. Mag, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, thank you for asking. Yes, yes. I was holding my breath. Excuse me, sir? That's the best you could come up with? That's what my six-year-old would say. Are you f***ing my dude? That's why I was like, pandemic's over. Fantastic. That guy.
Oh. I see Great Orange and Curtis Hoover. Jesse on Fire is doing another reflection. Well, the real one. By the way, you know, Anderson Silver versus DePaul dude. Always shooting the full thing. You know that. The right way, by the way. But whoa. Yowza. Oof. God damn. I think it's... I don't know what to say. He's so not funny. Well, he's so not funny in different aspects where, like, he could be funny. Like, yeah, he stinks at stand-up. He's not good at podcasting or conversating with. He's the only funny to make fun of. That's really funny. You can make fun of him. And it's justifiable because he's a fucking rich kid who brags about his car he got with daddy's money. And they get it from his UFC. They don't pay UFC fighters shit. And by the way, he did an old school Cribs thing about his house and shit right after the fighter and the kid. Oh, no. Right after the, what did they call the reality show? He did one about his huge closet because he was a fucking rich kid. But he stinks. And he's not funny. And he's a faggot. Ugh. Alright, enough of him. Alright, the Red Bar Sam Tripoli thing. I haven't seen this, and I want to check it out.
Be some scary music, please, before I pull this little motherfucker over the TV. Ooh, I love TVs. Ooh, wait till you see the big, I got the biggest TV on the campsite. So big, it's ruining other people's camping. All right, yeah, let's get some scary up. Ooh, Sam Tripoli. Okay, here we are. Look at this. I get this email. I was laying at home in the middle of the night. And this comes in. Hey, Mike. You're not going to believe what happened.
This is Stanley, man.
Happened to me last night at the L.A. Comedy Store.
But
the Comedy Store, guys. L.A. Comedy Store. Don't read ahead, by the way. Don't read ahead. Look at my lips. Well, don't look at my lips too closely. Hey, Mike. Magic Johnson, you're not going to believe this.
Well, Madge jokes. He doesn't know.
You're not going to believe what happened to me last night at the L.A. Comedy Store. The security almost let Sam Tripoli punch me in the face. He had me pinned to a wall. A few of the guys were trying to jump me, too. It was a tricky situation. His new girlfriend is like 100 years old. I had to call the cops on the Comedy Store since they tried to steal my phone. But when the cops got it back for me, and here's the video. They made me delete the video before. They made me delete the video, but it went in that magical deleted folder in my iPhone. Oh, good, I'm wearing that. Sorry the video isn't longer. I think it's still hilarious in slow motion. Sam's face is priceless. It's been an honor. Sam was literally during a word from our sponsors segment. When I cut him off, I rode in the limo with Salvo, by the way, during the Deaf Noodle show. Bill Hicks would not approve of people doing ads during a set at the Comedy Store. Thanks, Kale. And we'll have more on this in a second here. So the cops took his phone. And I guess what cops do is they say, delete the video. And by the way, do cops have any right to tell you to delete anything from your phone?
I don't think so.
I can't imagine them having the right to delete, to tell you you need to delete anything.
Maybe.
See, this is what happens to these asshole cops. They get so mad to be disturbed. Like, if someone calls the cops, here's the perfect one. Someone calls the cops on you for a noise complaint. The cops are so mad when they come to your house. They should be mad at the person who called. So this is what should happen. The cop should knock on your door. Hey, we got a noise complaint from this fucking person. Do you know anything on him? Like, is he doing anything illegal that I could, like, frame him for and we could arrest him? Because I hate this guy. But instead, they come to your house. Turn it down. We got a noise complaint. It's like, why do you care that he's mad? And the cops do this all the time. And I can see here. So the cops are, like, mad at you. Sam's the one who chased you out, tried to punch you in the face. The Comedy Store steals your phone, and then the cops are demanding you delete the video. Hopefully, we've got more on that coming up. But yes, of course, cops are too stupid to know that there's no deleting anymore. There's an archive folder. It goes right in there, and then you've got it. So we have the video. I really don't like knowing that the cops told you to delete the video. Why? Because the Comedy Store was mad that you were filming inside, and then there was a fight, and the cops were... No, I'm sorry. Filming comedians is not illegal. There's no law in the books that you can't film performers. Sorry. There's just no law about it. So I'm not going to fall for that. And we've got something special coming up. This is real. I joke about a lot of products here. We've got a product that is so Red Bar and so in our lane coming up, and this is a practical product that you could use. This is going to be so cool. This is coming up, hopefully, on the next show, if not the very next. It is a product that we're going to sell and market, and it has something to do with this. With spying, okay? Very good. So would you like to see the video?
Let's see the video.
And it's terrifying. First, I'm going to show you a screen cap. I think that's what I'm going to do first. This is a screen cap. Now, the fan, the listener, so I don't call you guys fans. I call you listeners. Trust me. And now with this whole TV part, you got to be viewers. But I think I just call the listeners listeners. That's what we used to call them in the beginning, listeners. Tim Dillon will call you all fans. If you listen to the show, you're a fan. That's too much, huh? All right, so here is the screenshot, and this is what the listener saw. He was sitting right in the front row. Whoa. And this is going to become clearer on why this is so devastating. So this guy, I want to tell you something. This guy is not reformed. This guy did not stop doing drugs. He's not any better. Wait till you see how he treated this guy. And you'll see why this story went this way. Here we go. The video. It's coming up now. It is very short. Very short. But
impactful.
Very impactful.
Now, Sam Tripoli showed up outside of Red Bar's crib, hit the PA thing, and was like, come down and fight me, so...
I've watched it many times. So here it is. And we'll first watch it vertically, and then I'll do some zoom-ins. We'll watch it many times, okay? Why don't you kill that scary music? I am, like, burning up here today. And in it, from disease, from jacking off with gasoline mixed with antifreeze. The winner, whoever guesses what line that is, wins a kayak. Not the boat, a different kayak. All right, here it is. The guy was sitting in the front row. He heckled Sam. Sam chased him. It's very short, but watch this.
Red Bar's watching. Red Bar's.
Goddamn.
Watch it again.
Red Bar's watching. Red Bar's.
Oh. So the guy yells, Red Bar's watching, to a completely sold out showroom of like 400 people. He's in the front row. Red Bar's watching. Sam immediately drops the mic and charges at the guy. And you hear the guy go, oh, shit. And I guess the security guards at the Comedy Store were allowing him to do this. I mean, Sam should be arrested. You can't run after people for heckling. I mean, these are the same guys who complained about the Will Smith slap. Sam and Brian sat there crying about Will Smith. That you can't attack people for...
If Triple E rang my doorbell... I'll go downstairs and say, what do you want?
Comedy. Watch this.
Red Bar's watching. Red Bar's.
Let me read the email again.
Hey, Mike, you're not going to believe what happened to me last night at the L.A. Comedy Store. The security almost let Sam Tripoli punch me in the face. He had me pinned to a wall. A few guys were trying to jump me, too. It was a tricky situation. His new girlfriend is like 100 years old. I had to call the cops on the Comedy Store because they tried to steal my phone. But the cops got it back for
me. So Tripoli got off stage and pinned this thing against the wall? Just because he said Red Bar is watching?
And here's the video. They made me delete this video, but it went into the magical deleted folder of my iPhone. Sorry the video isn't longer. I think it's hilarious. Sam's face is priceless. It's been an honor. Sam was doing a word from our sponsor when I cut him off. So this is even
more. Can we please see it again like 10 more times?
This is bad. I didn't know this was happening. So podcasters who have sponsorships are now taking their sponsorship to the stage. I haven't been to a comedy show in quite some time, so I wouldn't know. But, I mean, this guy is telling me Sam was doing...
And he seemed kind of retarded. All he said is Red Bar is watching. He immediately dropped the mic and charged the nigga. Why? All he did was make fun of your retarded kids. I have retarded kids. People make fun of them all the time. I don't show up at people's houses or, how dare you make fun of my two autistic kids? That's some weirdo shit. That's some ashamed shit, by the way. He's ashamed of his kids.
Doing an ad. He says this. He goes, Bill Hicks wouldn't approve of people doing ads during a set at the Comedy Store. And yeah, you got it right. That is insane. If they're now taking like their Blue Chew sponsorships and their insurance sponsorships and they're doing ads in their sets.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's fucking insane. How is this? How are you
and
allowing
attacking
this?
Attacking people during that.
And attacking people. You know, I don't know. You know, sometimes I stay up at night and go, what if we just got all the Sam stuff and just threw the book at him? You know, just got a lawyer, got all these guys, all this stuff, and just got a restraining order against him.
I go
now,
retarded.
Here's the thing about a restraining order. I don't need
I leave
one.
The house.
But if you get a restraining order against you, you might lose your kids.
Leave the house all the time, nigga.
Seriously. I looked it up. A man with a restraining order has a very hard...
He doesn't care about his kids. He's using his kids as a shield and a crutch.
Time getting visitation rights to his children. You don't want a restraining order. I've almost...
No, I was hitting that shit. This is something about my kids, so I get to nuke you. Like, no. Someone says I don't want your kids, okay. By the way, the niggas who say... It's just some of my kids aren't really in their lives anyway, in any way, shape, or form. No, Sam Tripoli is a road comic. He's not in his kids' lives. He's on the road. I'm being raised by an elderly, fat, hideous woman. In a horsey, not his baby mama who had them. Sam Tripoli is not in his kids' lives. In any way, shape, or form. He's on the road all the time. He can't be in his kids' lives. And they're retarded. Well, one is. Which is fine. I have four kids. Two are retarded. Okay. If someone makes fun of my retarded kids, I don't go, oh, I gotta end you and kill you. And okay. The internet's gonna internet. You make fun of retarded kids. I'd really make fun of them too, or whatever. I'm not gonna lose my livelihood supporting. By the way, you're supposed to support the retarded kid. I'm gonna lose my livelihood if someone randomly on the internet makes fun of them to lose the thing supporting them. So,
I remember years and years ago, and I won't tell you who it's from. Years and years ago, I got a knock at my door, and it was a guy serving me with legal papers.
I'm just saying, if in real life you walked up to an autistic son and said, fuck you, retard, Yeah, I'll knock you the fuck out and destroy you. It's the internet shit.
About another guy who wanted a restraining order really against me. I was so relieved to hear it was a restraining order and not a lawsuit. And my lawyer said, no, no, no. You do not want a restraining order against you. I go, why?
I do perks.
I want to be as far away from this guy anyway. That's great. Then he can never beat me up for saying all this stuff.
Well, they call it autistic. They're retarded. I can say autistic. They're retarded.
He goes, no. It's terrible.
And I hate the word autistic. Because everyone saw a Rain Man, they think of you're autistic. And what did fucking Ice Poseidon and the autistic is in Rain Man Ice Poseidon and you're no. No. Too many kids are retarded. It is autistic. Real, I would say. And I got a bunch of people autistic, well, like I say, real autism. They can't communicate or do it. They're retarded.
Parable on your record.
If you have kids who are autistic, you think you're going to figure out a math power that no, they can't.
No. Record wise, it's terrible. Like, there's a lot of things you can't do.
Autistic ascribes something. Yeah, they're hurting this way, but no.
If you have a restraining order, like in some states, you can't own a firearm if you have a restraining order, stuff like that. So, you don't want a restraining order against you. I've got enough stuff with this Sam Tripoli where we could get a restraining order. I would only do that for comedy purposes so that he loses his kids. To me, that's very funny. I know there's a lot of parents out there that that don't mess with a man not being able to ever see his kids again. I think that's very funny. That would be like the prank of the year. Red Bar gets it, so Sam Tripoli can never see his son. That sounds pretty fucking based.
Really? What's the bar for autism? I keep saying retarded, which is my problem. What's the difference between retarded and autism? I was in the movies, autistic. Dustin Hoffman. I was talking about saying they dropped 99 thing. They have, like, autistic from the movie that they're retarded, like a special ability. No, real autistic people are out there. So, what is the bar?
It's a nice fantasy, but I think that it's better that we've never done anything to them except for yell, "It's Red Bar."
Exactly. So that's
the enough to send them into.
Can you cut
range
to the break thing for a second?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're sweating your brains out.
No, I have to blow my nose, and there's might be not what I want to show.
Oof.
Did you leave that house? We don't need sound effects from you. Did you leave that house in the middle of the night? Stop it. Stop it now. Do you wish you would put up more of a fight?
That was you.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to be left on the shore while I'm at that. I'm going to return that thing and get the one person Seahawk. Is that what it is?
Seahawk 1.
The Seahawk 1.
It's a Dez thing, not a
meme. Which is just an inner tube. You can't fish on it, but oh well. Oh, by the way, hold on. We'll cut back soon. My dog jumped into the lake by himself. My dog is that better? There's nothing showing?
I don't think so. No, you're good.
Sorry, mate. His dog, and he's like, "Hello, Chula. Welcome to Chula Law." And it was like a day kid. And I go, imagine if you were up and how that's not okay. Hey!
Hell yeah!
That was Red Bar. And then the children there. But Theo Vaughn.
I wanted to ask you, so what happened to the King and the Sting podcast? It's no longer?
Oh, the King and the Sting podcast. Yeah, the podcast is still going. I'm just not doing it.
Cool. You and Brandon are cool, though, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we just... Honestly, man, I didn't have enough attention, really, to focus.
Yeah.
Like, I like my own podcast, and we have a unique kind of audience, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Is this the dude... Who did that Alex Jones thing?
Yeah.
And I think I wanted to be able to... I feel a lot more in touch with this
Theo
now.
Theo's talking to?
Like, it's important to me.
Yeah.
And it was still important, but it was just a lot to try and juggle.
Yeah. I liked the Gringo Poppy, actually.
Yeah?
Then you're a faggot, and you're not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think... people give Brennan so much flack, and I think that's one of the reasons I admire him in some ways.
Yeah,
is how you could withstand so much.
He didn't withstand it. He's suing me, you dummy.
Disdain from people, you know, or fake disdain.
Yeah, it's pretty psychotic.
It's crazy, though.
I wanted to ask you.
You can't sustain it. He attacked Bobby Lee. Went after his chick, he's suing me. Oh, that's the Channel 5 guy? Yeah, right? Oh, Jay Landon's not funny either. It looks like his hair is sewn in.
So what happened to the King and the Sting podcast? It's no longer?
Oh, the King and the Sting podcast. Yeah, the podcast is still going. I'm not doing it.
Cool. You and Brandon are cool, though, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we just... Honestly, man...
Say, I had to cut all ties with this loser. Because it's a sinking ship and I had to get the fuck out of there. Why would I look out for Desmore guy on Twitch? What does that mean?
Man, I didn't have enough attention really to focus.
Yeah.
Like I like my own podcast, and we have a unique kind of audience, I think.
Yeah.
And I think I wanted to be able to I feel a lot more in touch with this now.
Yeah.
Like, it's important to me.
Yeah.
And it was still important, but it was just a lot to try and juggle.
Yeah. I liked the Gringo Poppy, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think...
No.
I liked the Gringo Poppy, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think... people give Brennan so much flack, and I think that's one of the reasons I admire him in some ways.
Yeah.
Is how you could withstand...
Right. Theo Vaughn had a unique bond with Brendan Schaub. Because Theo Vaughn was Brendan Schaub before Brendan Schaub. You have to remember, Theo Vaughn came from Road Rules. And then the Real World versus Road Rules challenges things. And then tried becoming a stand-up comedian. So he understood the plight of Schaub. Now, Theo Vaughn, I would say, actual funny dude. Never really saw a stand-up. But obviously good at the podcasting thing and shit and talking off the cuff. Brendan Schaub is not. And he quit because that is a sinking ship. That dude is too toxic. And he had to get the fuck out. I don't care about little streamers. Like, they admitted, I destroyed Red Bar. His stand-up. But all their stand-up is ass. Like, I love Luis J. Gomez. His stand-up is trash. Might be worse than Gringo Poppy, to be honest with you. He's just not a weirdo narcissist. We don't shit on Luis J. Gomez. His stand-up special is fucking trash, too. The art of stand-up, to be honest with you. Not the art of it, but the dudes who we like funny dudes, but they don't have the skill that translate to stand-up, but they're our age, so they all aspire to be stand-up comedians. They all kind of stink at it. None of them are really good at it. Nor should they have to be. There's only three people, I think, who actually were able to do both. Bill Burr, Patrice O'Neill, and who's the third one? Colin Quinn. Those are only dudes who are funny on the radio and podcasting and can do good stand-up. Like Jim Norton and Artie Lang's stand-up stunk, but they were great on the fucking radio and or podcasting. Mark Norman. Yeah, now, Mark Norman, because he has a certain stand-up style, too, which makes his stand-up, like, his stand-up is kind of nothing, like, when he talks, because he figured out how to do stand-up. Trust me, the most successful stand-up comedians, you would never want to listen to them do a podcast or radio. They're not funny off the cuff in real life things. Maybe Ricky Gervais? I throw Ricky Gervais in there, good at both. But for the most part, either one or the other. He got Seinfeld's favor because of his stand-up. His stand-up is good. And is like evergreen stand-up, too. Mark Norman stand-up. And he's also good. And he knows. See, here's the thing with Mark Norman. I think he grew up listening to Howard Stern and the Opie and Anthony's. So he knows how to do radio, but he also knows that stand-up is a separate thing that you do from that. And he also knows how to do stand-up. He's a very rare guy. Shane Gillis, funny. I support Shane Gillis and what they did to him with the gayest thing ever. Shane Gillis is funny? I haven't seen it. Support the dude, though. And love the things he does and the shit he stands for. But, think Shane Gillis is funny?
He asked Joey, what's this from? Shot,
though. And Joey says, back, we'll not sure, more. Buddy. But then says, I'm sure you and your faggy buddies are having a good time. But I know you'll explain it to me when you're tied up like Vella. Coming soon. Love you. Okay. So Danny says a bunch of stuff to him about being tied up.
You should read what Danny said. Oh, okay. Let's see. One.
Both of these?
At least part of
it. Tied up so you could kiss me? Bring your daughter so she could shadow all the work that would go into this sexual exploitation act out. Wow, this is good. She can see how Dad's eyes look when his deep, dark desires are met. I'm sure she's seen those eyes before. So probably leave her home. Didn't know what Vella is, so I searched, and here's the first result. So this is a really sick sexual craving for you. Wow, man. And then it's Vella Bioscience. Women's pleasure share. I'm okay. So Joey is not going to like this. So he responds, like I said, in time, my friend. Love ya. So Danny writes back here. He goes, You love me? Wow. You're gayer than your abandoned lesbianic older daughter. Must run in that stag chili gunk pumping through your family veins. Uncle Jesse used to say, have mercy. You think he's implying something illegal with a child? Uh-oh.
Danny found that all this great information by himself, by the way.
Yes.
daughter stuff.
I don't know anything about that. So he goes, you could crack all the stupid jokes you want. At the end of the day, you're a fucking coward like your mentor. Talking shit and not answering the door for Tripoli. And I'll promise you this. We know who you are. It might be tomorrow or in a year, but you're going to answer to what you said. Don't be surprised when we tap you on the shoulder. I'm going to remind you of what you said about my daughter. If you had any balls, you'd show up or come out from behind your computer. You're nothing.
So wait, is this message to us or to Danny?
To Danny. You're nothing.
But he mentioned not answering the door for Tripoli.
He said you're just like your mentor.
Oh, okay. So thank God Danny is the one getting tapped on the shoulder now.
You're nothing. Your mom and dad did a horrible job with you. You have no balls until then. Show up, bitch. I dare you. Come to a show. I dare you. You're a cunt. Period. Love you.
More like five periods. Am I
wow,
right,
guys? So holy smokes. Joey Diaz. Danny, you got to go to a show now. We'll pay for drinks.
For way longer with Danny giving him his address and being like, come over now.
But you should go to a show and then get him on tape. Not, he's not going to do anything, obviously. So then you could be like, I came, you didn't do anything.
But we can't recommend that.
We can't recommend that. That is very dangerous.
He has done crimes.
So Joey Diaz also, he was in the news, the redheaded newspaper, last week because Kim Congdon came out and said she was sexually assaulted at Joey Diaz's show.
You're living in a fucking fool's paradise.
So here it is. Living it's Joey Diaz responding to Kim Congdon's allegations.
Red Bar and Joey Diaz. My God, what can come of this? Oh, yeah, we're not going back to court until March.
Wildly. Look at this.
Job justifying lawyer judge cunt.
It's an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis in chewable tablets, okay, all 18, at a fraction 18. Of the cost. Take them anytime and be ready when she's ready. Or he,
or
whatever you're fucking doing
ready.
These days.
Yes.
Listen, I love Blue.
Okay, here you go.
Myself, I didn't fucking do
so
it.
So he's going to talk about the show in a real wild way.
So I wish him all luck in the world. And it was just a great show. Sarah Weincheck was funny as shit. She hit me with a fucking joke that was so funny. And Kim was fucking tremendous. Kim, I could, you know, I asked Kim last night, how long have I known her? And she goes, 11 years. And I go, Kim, when I met you, you were just a young girl with fucking ponytails, you know, ooh, cracking jokes at the store, you know, knocking motherfuckers out with at the rap battle. She's like the rap battle championship, right? Roast battle, rap battle, I don't even fucking know. Oh! And you watch these girls, like you see them at the store and you say hello and you talk to them and you chit-chat with them. And I told her to her face last night, I go, Kim, it's great to see that you've grown up into a woman. I've watched you.
Right.
You know, there's another girl that when I first got to the store in 97, she was a young kid.
Okay.
Kyra Sultanovich, fucking great comic, Tonight Show.
Nice,
you know, I knew Kira when she was just a young girl.
Oh.
And then, you know, things, I stopped going to the store. I didn't see her for years. And the next time I saw Kira Sultanovich, she had kids. And she was fucking beautiful. She had grown into a fucking woman. To see that is fucking tremendous. To see them 10 years later and she's got a boyfriend and she's doing great. Her comedy was off the chain. And guys, I know I'm a little partial to Sarah Weincheck and Kim's podcast. It's great. I think it's really fucking great. I love watching it. I said it on stage Saturday night.
You can
that
skip ahead.
Whenever I watch that podcast.
He loves these girls. He's talking about, and I'm not hearing him talk about sexual assault. Sounds like this fucking show went off without a hitch.
By the way, Kim Congdon is who he's talking about. Might be the ugliest Puerto Rican chick I've ever seen in my life. Is she like half right, Puerto Rican?
Doesn't bring it up till 27. I mean,
she's not
35.
She's not a bad looking chick. But as a Puerto Rican chick, her last name's not even Puerto Rican, so I assume so. Oof.
Oh, I'm
a mystery to myself.
You can skip that part, actually. 2820.
2820.
I'm a mystery wrapped up in a riddle.
Explaining Kim so Congdon sexual assault at his own show.
Lova. But then on my show last night in the city, we had a little fucking problem.
Exactly. Night. Pretty funny.
And I didn't catch it until I got off stage. Really when I got off stage, there was a little commotion going on.
Oh, and, yeah. I like Joey Diaz.
One of the door guys and the manager came to me and they go, can you go outside and speak to Kim? She's very upset. I thought I had said something. I spoke to Kim. I gave her a hug. We talked, but I didn't know what was going on. And when I go outside, she's upset. You know, she's visibly upset. She's crying. I go, what happened? And she goes, when she got off stage, some guy grabbed a fucking pussy.
Fuck yeah. It says Trump 2024. The fuck? Some dude just grabbed her pussy. I moved on her like a bitch. I just grabbed her pussy. You didn't ask.
And Kim is, you know, not the kind of girl that you're going to grab a pussy and get a free fucking swap at it.
Oh. Who is the
what she kind of girl?
Apparently so, since she cried.
Can we do that
she
too?
Went and spoke to security and said, this guy. So they went looking for the guy. And they couldn't find the guy. So I guess a couple minutes later, Kim confronted him. And the guy goes, yeah, I grabbed your pussy. Go fuck yourself. Something. He was bragging about it. And she got pissed off, and she went outside looking for him, and the guy was already done, like, three quarters to win, and I guess Kim went out there, and I don't know what happened after that. He fell. You know what I'm saying? Things were not good. He ended up on the floor, and...
So she knocked him out?
Kim handled the fucking business the way a woman's supposed to.
What did she do?
Guys... That's it, you know.
Did she grab him by the
head? And everybody hugged them. We were all happy. And then I woke up this morning, and they were talking about it. And Kim posted a fucking thing. Next time somebody grabs a pussy, she's going to shoot him. She's packing from now on.
Really? And
guys, I've seen Kim in action a few times. I saw Kim yelling at some dude once on Sunset Strip. Kim is not the type of person to fuck with, like, in that sense.
Next
you know,
time
Kim's
Sam
got a great personality.
Listener, I'm gonna shoot him.
And
yes.
She's beautiful and she's
well,
funny,
no.
But she's not your typical LA fucking chick, you know? And for me, my dick got hard. My dick got hard,
he says.
Joey Diaz's 4 inches got hard.
And for me, my dick got hard. Not the time.
Typical LA fucking chick, you know? And for me, my dick got hard. My dick got hard when I heard that Kim did this. And I'll tell you why. But before I tell you, how about a word from my motherfucking sponsor, Jack?
Hell
the
yeah, BetterHelp.
Okay. BetterHelp. Listen.
3219.
Let's check this out.
A couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago, a friend of mine called me, a girl, and she goes, I have a problem. And I go, I was doing New Year's with this comic, and he was drunk, and at the end of the night, he grabbed my pussy, and I didn't know what to say, and I kind of was like, I'll talk to the guy, and she was like, no, I'm going to do it myself, and I guess she cornered the guy, and I never spoke again, and I never saw the fucking idiot again.
Here he comes.
And guys, listen.
Uh-oh.
I treat life the way I treat life, prison, whatever. Uh-oh. It's all the same
prison.
In my world. Okay.
Life in prison is all the same.
If people, no, it's like my horrible. Daughter, some kid no. in school kept banging her arm with a pencil. I go, does it hurt you, Mercy? She goes, no, but why does he have to do it? I go, listen, don't fucking ask me. Listen. Tell him. Tell him what the fuck is going on. Stop with the pencil. And I guess Mercy went in there. She was scared that she was going to get in trouble and that we would be mad at her if she stuck up for herself. And I go, never. She went in there, and now the kid don't fucking hit her with the pencil. I told her to say a couple things to him a certain way. And now the kid sits two behind, and I go, he hasn't bothered you? Not at all. And,
what were
you know,
the
when
things?
You're a woman yeah. in today's fucking society, guys, you got two options of everything. You got the option to take that all these other women took. All these Me Too women took and all these victims. Somebody grabbed my pussy. It's wrong. What am I going to do? And that's all great and dandy.
Oh.
But that's not going to work anymore, guys.
How we got to take this back to the fucking old school.
Okay? It's like anything else happens. You have to stop motherfuckers in the beginning. Like the way they should have stopped Hitler at Munich. You have to...
I'm not watching this. I think who would grab a pussy? I have grabbed a pussy. One of my drunkest states ever. If someone donates $25, of course you get becoming into mine. But I will tell you the story. A very recently story. When I grabbed and got in a pussy. And oh boy. Was there a fight about it? And it wasn't Desi's pussy.
To stop people in the beginning. Grab them, whatever. Say, listen,
why would they have to stop appreciate Hitler? That.
This is what. And they'll either go for it or not. And the next time you have a decision to make. And I understand these things. You know, when you go to prison, what's the word on the street? When you walk into prison, you don't want to get your balls busted? No. As soon as you hit the cafeteria, look for the biggest dude with the most tattoos and hit him in the head with the fucking sandwich tray. You're not going to go to jail. You're already in jail. You're already in jail.
Yeah, I'm sure you did this in
jail. But if you hit him, even if the guy beats the fuck out of you, you go down swinging. And people will go, dog, don't fuck with that motherfucker. He hit that dude with the lunch tray in the head that time.
That's from a movie, okay? Let's not get carried away. These are personal stories of mine. I'm telling you from jail.
That episode goes a long time. And that's why I told my daughter that day, I go, if they start busting your balls now in the fourth grade and you don't fucking take control of this shit, by the seventh grade, they're really going to be busting your balls. And by the time you're a sophomore, they're going to eat you up. They're going to eat you the fuck up. You don't want that. You know, in our society, we had fucking retarded kids that fuck with you, and you hit them with the lunchbox, and they move the fuck on. All of a sudden, in today's society, they're called bullies. We've created, like, this big bad wolf for kids. You getting bullied? No. Some kids just confused. You got to teach your son how to fucking take it to the next level so this doesn't continue to happen. When three goofy kids are like, ooh, that kid's a nerd. You know, we should fucking put a frog in his lunchbox.
What?
One of those motherfuckers is going to go, you know what? That dude's
prank.
A purple belt in jiu-jitsu. And I'm not in the mood to have my shoulder dislocated. Not right now. I got a big fucking, what's that game with the stick they play? Whatever these little fags. Polo. Yeah, polo, whatever the fuck they play, you know. Real motherfuckers are playing basketball, baseball, and fucking tackle football.
Oh, my God.
So, that's how you create your life. With me, I'm not a tough guy. I'm not a tough guy whatsoever. I don't have no fighting skills at all.
Oh.
But I have no problem hitting you in the head with a fucking iPhone.
I have with an
no
iPhone?
Problem putting the gun, putting in your fucking mouth, and putting you in the trunk of the car. I've done it before.
Really?
I got no problems with these things. These are who I are because this is who I am because I didn't like getting bullied.
He has no problem putting a gun in your mouth and putting you in a trunk.
This fucking sucks and you got me as enemy number one.
That's big.
Guy.
Yeah, you're fucked.
I hope I get taken and killed by Joey Diaz's goons and you have to deal with
it. He's not
going to
catch us on the off-road trail. Look at him. We could roll right over him with my Lyft.
He kind of looks like
thank God I got mud terrain tires to get over the head, huh? We're going to have to air down to 15 to roll over this guy. Four low, of course. Might have to lock a couple lockers there, you know? Engage a couple lockers. Get up. This might need to be winched out.
Just so off-road jokes. Do not consent to you pointing any guns at us.
No. You can't do any guns. Yes. All right, let's hear some more.
Problems with these things. These are who I are because this is who I am because I didn't like getting bullied or I didn't like people fucking with me. You stop people right there and you say, hey, you can't do this no more. This ain't going to work no more. And if it's done again, people said it to me for years. I had a guy who told me one time, the next time you fuck with me on the coke, we're going to box. We're going to box with a knife. We're going to stab
each other. Oh, my God. Why?
Did I fuck with him again?
Why?
Came to me like a gentleman.
Not everything has to be completely to death.
Stabbing to death.
Doesn't have to be to death.
I find it odd. Joey Diaz is Joe's real boy. declined the offer and still hasn't been on there. And it is chilling in New Jersey.
Death over this.
Don't
stuff.
Have to do this.
I'm not.
You see, disrespected me.
I mean, you don't. They don't need to die.
And he spoke to me from the fucking heart. So, what Kim did last night was tremendous. Because now so the word gets out.
We all know what Kanye thinks about tremendous.
One of these, you know, Harvey Weinstein chicks. No. You went to the hotel room, you did the movie, now you want to complain that Harvey wanted to fuck you in the ass?
Wow.
Too late.
Oh.
Too late.
Wow.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? And this is why I like
maybe
this shit.
Maybe Harvey said that he was going to stab and shoot them and throw them in a trunk.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing that could happen to a person. Not.
Yes.
I didn't tell my mother's story for years. How embarrassing is that? Your mother stabbed somebody. You don't ever want to repeat that story to anybody. I was embarrassed for fucking years about that story. But then I thought about it. And I thought
your
about
mother stabbed somebody. You should be embarrassed now.
About how my mother raised me all those years. Like when I was a kid at the playground, when I first came from Cuba to New York, I didn't know any English. So my mother would give me instructions in Spanish. You ever listen to the UFC and the coaches are yelling like, punch him, take him.
Yeah, what do we got here? What's our next code?
You can go to 4055. And this is an interesting tale that Joey's about to tell.
Yes, about himself, right?
Yes.
Very strange that he would end this sort of episode with this speech.
This is how I'm raising my daughter. This is how you have to raise your children today. Because people are out of their fucking minds. And they will try to fucking fuck with you from every direction. And you're like, what is the sense of this? What is your fucking point?
Oh my God.
I mean,
this is about comments.
Guys, I'm a fucking pig. I've always been a fucking pig.
Oh my God.
But I've never dreamed. I'm just going up to a girl and grabbing a fucking monkey.
Mm.
And you guys know I'm fucking nuts.
I feel like
you've
explicitly told us you
at
have.
The store anywhere I could ever go. In fact, I had a situation right before my daughter was born. And Red Band and I discussed it for a long time because Red Band, the girl passed away. Oh. You know, God rest her soul.
Oh my God.
She, troubled.
So she's going to talk about a situation with a girl who is now deceased.
Suspicious and making me more worried by the minute.
It was a real troubled life, and I got pieces of it before she iced herself. She was very sweet. But in 2012, I took the month of December off to be close to my wife in case somebody called, you know, water broke. She was scheduled for the fucking 13th, for January, but I was always hoping for the tax break, you know, for December. So I kept, you know, thinking positively, and I'm like, she'll have the kid December 28th, whatever. That never happened. So, I scheduled these fucking shows at Flappers.
Flappers.
And it's with Jim Jeffries.
Uh-oh.
And Jim was great. We had a great time. But Friday night, I get there, and it's me and Jim. And a girl comes in, and she goes, hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm the social media coordinator or something, you know. At the time, it's 2012. Who the fucking knows what social media coordinator is? You know, I ask her what she did. She takes pictures, and she's cute, and she's young.
My bit on Horace. I get the head Harry Weinstein. I don't get why I'm using her against it.
And that's it. I thank her. And thank you for coming in the room. She goes, drink whatever you want. There's Yoo-Hoos there. Flappers will always put Yoo-Hoos in the refrigerator, which is pretty fucking cool. So I go up. Jim Jeffries goes up. I go home. You know, I don't drink. I don't go to the bar. The next fucking night, I go into Flappers. Okay. I sign in. I tell Barb I'm there. I go in the back. I give Jim a hug. And boom, we're doing our show. And I figure this night, let me stay around and watch Jim. You know, it's Saturday night. It's an early show. I got nowhere to go. So I'm watching Jim and the social media coordinator comes in, taps me on the shoulder, and she goes, hey, man, can I talk to you for a second? I go, yeah, what's up? And she goes, I'm not really happy with you.
Uh-oh.
I go, well, you just met me last night. Did I say a joke on stage? Maybe I offended you, which I don't give a fuck anyway. Uh-huh. You know, and she goes, no. When we were at the bar last night, you grabbed my pussy. And I go, what? I go, whoa. I pulled over to the side. I go, the fuck are you talking? What are you saying? And she goes, last night after the show, we were all at the bar, and you grabbed my pussy. And I go, are you sure it was me? And she goes, positive. I didn't say anything. Cause I go, no, stop right there. I go, first of all, I left right after my set last night. What are you talking about? And she looked at me. I go, yeah. And then right there, the show was over, and Jim Jeffries was walking towards me. I go, Jim, you got a minute? I go, did I stay here last night? Maybe I'm missing. Maybe the edible was too strong. Maybe I'm missing something. He goes, no. In fact, you left before, right? He goes, you went right from your car, right from the stage to your car.
So is he, yeah, he's really setting this up, you know, in case maybe somebody comes out with a story.
And you're saying,
well, I already told this on my show. See? Innocent.
And you're saying this girl is dead and can't speak for herself.
Yikes. So, yes, the
and
girl is dead.
And 5 minutes later, you were saying if anyone steps to you that you are going to stab them and throw them in the trunk of your car.
That's Joey Diaz. Danny, you better watch out because you're his next meal.